We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, Ameimar. We learned yesterday there are eight Sheniyos La'arayis, which means they added on, eight different arayis, and we'll go quickly through them. The first two are Otu Imai, Otu your mother, therefore your grandmother, your mother's mother, and your father's mother are Asur. There's another halacha that Eishes Aviv is Asur Daraisa, the wife of your father, therefore the Eishes, your wife of your grandfather through your father's father, or your mother's father is also Asur. There's also, your halacha is your aunt is Asur, the aunt from your father's side through his father's side. So he goes there, Eish Achia Av Mena'im, and Eish Achia Av Mena'av also. And the Gemara Shaila about Eish Achia Ha'im Mena'im, which Gemara is posted that you are Chaya for that also. But that's one, not one of the eight. Then you have the last two, seven and eight, is Otu Yukalosa, your daughter-in-law's Asur. Therefore, the Asur is Kalas Benoi and Kalas Bitai, the daughter-in-law of your son and daughter-in-law of your daughter. And now the Gemara had a shaila about Eishes Achi Avia Av VaAchois Avia Av, and this is a case where it's a shaila. Do you make a shnia to Otu Adaraisa? Because halacha is Eishes Achi Av is Asur, because that's your aunt. So do you make a gzera for your grandfather's brother's wife? That's Eish Achi Avia Av. And also, Achois Avia Av, just like your father's sisters asked to you, what about Achois Avia Av, your grandfather's sister? And the Gemara had a shayla. The Gemara said, it's not a raya that they didn't count the one of Shneas, because ton of a shayr. So now the Gemara goes further. Ameimar. Ameimar achsher be'eshes achi avi aviv, uva'achois avi aviv. Ameimar held that those two last cases that we added over here, eshes achi avi aviv and achois avi aviv, those cases are mutter, it's not a shniya, which means even though the eishes achi aviv, your uncle's wife is also to you, but your grandfather's, your great uncle basically, his wife, your great uncle's wife is not a shniya. Another question was achois avi aviv, is your father's sister. What about your grandfather's sister, your great aunt? Is she also? So Amir said both are kosher. Omer Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Rav Hillel asks Rav Ashi, he says, L'di chazli shniya smabrei de Ravana. I saw Marbrei de Ravana had a list of the Shniyos, because Svinan, and he wrote on it, Shitzer el Asura. He wrote there are 16 different Shniyos. So now how do you get the 16? My love, Tamnei de Vestita, 8 of the Brais learned on Amar Aleph, the 8 Shniyos, plus Veshishta Bei Rav Chia, another 6 of Rav Chia, which we're going to learn today, Met Shem and Avchav Beis Amar Aleph, Vahanach Tarti. So 6 and 8 is 14. How do you get the 16? It must be these two. Eishes achi avi aviv and achois avi aviv. So it's a kasha. Meimer said that those two are kosher. L'chari, if you count 16, l'chari, you have to count those. So he asks back to him, l'tameich, if you really count the everything, shivsri avin, the 17. Do'ika eishes achi aim and aim to vashin le'asura. Yesterday we had a shayla about eishes achi aim and aim, and now we're being pushed at le'asura. Because we posted before le'asura that eishes achi aim and aim is also your aunt, and even though there's no tzar av, we said that was one of the Isser of Shniyos. So Chayr, it's 17. So Rav says, oh, holy kasha, that's not Shver, that Zoram 17, because these two, Eishes Achi Avi Av, and Achois Avi Aviv, Hanach Tarti Damin Le'adodi Kechad Achash V'lu. They're like, they're similar to each other, they're considered like one. V'hosh Yitzri, and that's 16. That's how Rashi learns. Hanach Tarti Damin Le'adodi means the two of Eishes Achi Avi Aviv, your great uncle's wife and your great aunt, they're the same type of Isser, and they all counted as one. Toisvis, on the other hand, on Devamaschol Mai, on Daf Chof Aleph on a Beis, brings down the Ri, a different Pshat. He brings down that Eishes Achi Aim and Aim is included in Eishes Achi Aim and Mina'av. That means your mother's brother through her mother, that wife, which we push it in the shal yesterday, that's Aser, that's considered the same thing like a Sheish Achia Eim and Av. It's all considered one. So if it comes out that we had a kasha yesterday, why don't we say Tana the Shire on that, on the Eish Achia Eim and Aim? We asked the kasha at the end of the shir yesterday. If it is not Shver. But if it Rashi, it's still Shver. Why didn't say Tana the Shire? So I found the Marsha on that Toysvis, the Ramaskal might ask this question. And he answers that Echanan, you could have said that. And we're a better pshat that's coming to Lafuke, Tana de Shayer is going on, the Tana de Rabchia. But Al-Kabanam, Al-Gamar says, on top of the Amadeh, at the end of the day, Lamaisa, I saw 16 Lister. And anyway, he sliced it, it comes out that Eishas Achia Viav and Achayas Viav is Osir, the fetus list. So why does that Meimar say it's Kasha? It's a Kasha on a Meimar from this list of 16. Omalei, Vilitameich, you have a ksiv lehetera. Me have a samchlayo. Let's say have a samchlayo married to Ravona. Let's say he was mad to some shneis on his list. You'd be semech on it? No, you'd say like michasam alayu. You would say like he didn't sign on it. He just wrote his notes. He's writing his notes while he's learning. Who said he had paskins? So hashdanam ksiv leisura lav married to Ravona chasam alayu. He didn't sign off on it. Don't use his notes or some paper you found between his ksavim to make a psak halacha. You can't, just like by a teri you wouldn't make a psak halacha, you can't shaf a new iser and make a new iser from his ksavim. Zogt Gemara Vayta, what is Rav Chia? Rav Chia adds on new shniyos. What is Rav Chia's new shniyos that he adds on? So Rav Chia adds on 6 shniyos and the other 3 cases. Like before, we had 8 out of 4 cases, out of the 4 derises. Here's out of 3 cases. Tana Rav Chia, Shlishi Shivunai Shivabitai. Rav Chia holds that your great grandson is Osir. Just like your great, it's really great granddaughter is Osir. Just like your granddaughter would be Osir. So we geyser your great granddaughter. And the 2 type of great granddaughters. First of all, your great granddaughter is Shivabunai. It means your great granddaughter is through your son, your bas ben benoy, and bas ben bitoy. So it means the daughter of your grandson, and the daughter of your grandson through your daughter. Also, both those cases are us. That's what we added on. We added on great grandchildren to the Isser of Shniyos. We know a granddaughter is Osir, because either it comes from your son or from your daughter is Osir. Now we say the next generation is Osir as well. The same thing goes. We know that if someone marries a woman and she has a granddaughter, it's also to you. So not only is her granddaughter also, her great-granddaughter is also. So we're calling it shlishi. It's a third generation. After your wife, a 3 generation. It's the a son, a grandson, and a granddaughter. That's what it is. Or a daughter, a son, a granddaughter. That's another 3 and 4 cases. And the 5th and 6th cases, revia shevachama v'shevachama yisai. Shnia, the 4th generation up, which is your great grandmother going on top of your father-in-law and on top of your mother-in-law is also Osir. Because it's aim chamav or aim chamaisai is also Osir. The great grandmother is also Osir that way. So those are the 6 cases Rav Chia added on. Basically, granddaughter, your granddaughter from through your son, your granddaughter through your daughter. Your wife's granddaughter through her son, great granddaughter. Your wife's great granddaughter through her son. Your great granddaughter through her daughter, and the great grandmother through your shver, and your great grandmother through your shviger. And basically the same generation away. One's called shlishi, one's called ravi. Amle ravina l'ravashi, ma'ista l'mayla the kachas l'ishtai. Why would we go up? We say ravi'i shebechamav, which means your wife, her father, her grandmother and her great grandmother. So we're counting her as one. We say Revi. Masha'ika, when you're talking your own kids, you don't say Revi, we say Shlishi. We say your son, his daughter, whatever, or his son, his son, then the daughter. Why do we count when we go down, we say Shlishi? We go up, we say Revi. What's Pshat? Like one time we're counting their generation, him and his wife's generation, and the other time we're not counting it. We're not counting your wife's generation. When it comes to your shver, we count your wife and then go up 4 daras. It's the same dar. It's the same generation that we're answering, but it's a lashon, it's a language problem. Why one time we say shlishi, one time revi? What's the pshat? So Gemara answers like this. When it comes to your father-in-law's family or your mother-in-law's family, the issa goes through your wife. Therefore, we count your wife as one of the generations. We say 4. The surukach ishtakas, the chashla, lamata, the chashla. We count it. Lamata, the isura. But when it comes lamata, when it comes to his own children, we're saying his own granddaughter, the isura, lamakach ishtakas, he's not coming from his wife. Therefore, we don't count the generation of him and his wife, because you don't need the wife. It's his grandchildren. The first two are what? His granddaughter through his son, and his granddaughter through his daughter. So there, we don't have to count his wife. But what about the middle two cases are Ben Ishtoi. But Ben Ishtoi, Ubas Ishtoi, the Surim Kayach Ishtoi, that's coming through his wife. We don't say Revi. So tomorrow, I did Tana Shloisha Doris Lamata Di Day, Lechashafta. Since we start off with the first two, is talk about his own Doris, his own great granddaughter through his son. We don't count either the great granddaughter when it comes to his wife, and we don't say Revi'i there as well. So that is, now we finish counting up all the Shniyos. We have altogether, we can have 17 Shniyos altogether. There's 8 of the Braisa before, 6 of Rav Chiya is 14. We added on Eishes Achiya Eimin Aim, and we also added on maybe Eishes Achiya Avi Aviv V'Achayis Avi Aviv, which Gemara stayed with a Shiloh. Our main is that it's kosher, and that's what we're passing actually. So Akaponim, there's really only 15 Lamaisa. Zok Tamar Avayit, Omer Avashi, L'Rav Kana, Shniyas Devei Rav Chiya, Yeshlam Hefzik, Eilam Hefzik. The question is, Rav Chiya added on 6 more Shniyas. Do they have a Hefzik or not? What about your great-great-granddaughter? And what about your great-great-grandmother? What's the halacha? Does it have a Hefzik or not? Toshima. So Tosfos speaks out that the Shaila is not regarding your great-great-grandchildren through your son or your daughter. That's not counted, because you see before, Kalas Benoi, we said, goes Atzeif Kaladairis. The daughter-in-law of your son goes straight to Kaladairis, because it goes through a Deraisa. That's what Tosfos learns. Tosfos asks the Kasha, at least. The Tosfos has a Teres to it, but other Rishayim learns only, it's not a Shalagab Kalas Benoi, Tosfos has a Teres to that Kasha. We're not going to get into that now, but I am Tab Tosfos. Akapon, the question is, have the Hefzik or not? Toshima, Doma Rav, Dal Noshim, Yesh Lam Hefzik. We have a four on Dab Chafal from Aleph, that four Noshim have a Hefzik. Remember, we counted the four Noshim yesterday to have a Hefzik. One of them was Kalas Bitoy. The other ones were Eisha Chia Eim and Av, Eisha Chia Av and Eim. And there was a fourth one, which was a little bit contested, Eisha V'Aviv. Those four have a Hefzik. Mashma, everything else has no Hefzik. Domurav, Dal Noshim is a Hefzik. Sulay. No, we're going on the Mastita of the eight that are counted on Daf Chavalv. And those eight, only four have a Hefzik. But he's not going on Rav Chiya. Toshima. Let's try another Raya. Rav Chiya says, Shlishi Revi. Smashma, Shlishi Revi. Only the third or fourth door, whatever, depends how we count it. Only that generation is also Smashma. But after that's not. In Tvei Eloi. No, there's a no. Dilma, Shlishi Velech, Revi Velech. Maybe from three and on, or Revi and on, and the fourth, it means from that generation on, it's also. So we're not poshut the Shaila. We're not poshut the Shaila if those have Hefzik or not. So the more about it. Omni Rav Rav Nachman. Chazi Mar Haim Rabbanon, the Osim Marava. I saw this person, this Choshev Talmud Chacham that came from Eretz Yisrael, but Omar, and he told over, Bo b'marava, they had a Shaila in Marava, if the Gozru Shniyas Begerim Oiloi. Gozru Shniyas Begerim. That means, really, technically speaking, a Ger, we know when a non-Jew becomes a Jew, he's got katan shener noiladami. He has no relatives anymore. So really, he's mutan all arayas. But we'll see in the Gemara that there's still a geyser that the ger has all dinei arayas. He can't marry his mother, he can't marry his sister, all the regular arayas. What about shniyas? What about shniyas? They have shniyas. Even real arayas only there are bonded by him because really he's a katan shener noiladami. Does he have shniyas or not? That was a shayla in Eretz Yisrael. Good shayla. That child and that child. Do you have shniyos by gerim or not? Amalei, hashto uma erva gufa. My madach the erva alone. Ilav shlo yoyim ubam gushu chamura gushu kala loy gazu rabbanon shniyos mi bayim. So he answered precisely this. He says, you know why a ger is usher in arayis? I is a kach neodami. It's only because of the gzera. People are going to say while he was a guy, he wasn't allowed to marry his mother because a guy is also muzur arayis. Also has the iser arayis. All of a sudden, comes a Yid, he can marry his mother. People are going to say, wow, the Jewish religion is cooler than the non-Jewish religion. What's going on over here? So therefore, we have to ask our rights. But Shniyas, which are not Osir when they were a Goy, so there's no reason to say it's Osir when they become a Yid. So that's what he says. If not for Bom and Chamura, they would not be Goyzer, but Etzem. It's only because of people will say it's a shnius, not a shayla. Om Rav Nachman, Gerim, once you mention Mezamei Gerim, we just mentioned now that they don't have Shnius. But Hoba also Yod, the name of Milsa, we'll say something else, we'll say some kind of Vart on Gerim. Achim Na'im Lo Yidu. This is the halacha he says. Brothers from the mother should not be, say, Eidus. Means you have two Gerim, let's say, and their brothers through their mother, they should not see Eidus together. I, they're Katon Shanoel Domi, like new people, and they're not related. So, since we know for sure they come from the same mother, they shouldn't be made. But if they made it, it works to Eidus. Why? Because the Maaseh said, Katon Shanoel Domi, so it works. Achim Na'av Idin L'Katchila. But Achim Na'av, they can make it L'Katchila, because by a guy, we never know really if they're the same father. The mother, no, they became out of their mother, so we know they could be the same mother. The father, we never know who's Mizana, who, where they were Mizana, therefore they could say Eidus L'Katchila. Even Achim Na'im could be made L'Katchila, not related. Ay, Ma'ishtom Ba'arayis. What's the difference in Arayis? So where it says, Erva L'Kol Ma'asura. Erva L'Bez D'Masura. Erva L'Kol Ma'asura. So Rashi explains that if you allow a guy to marry his mother or Arayis or his brother's wife, we're going to say that the people are going to think that Arayis is mutter. They're not going to chap that's Azgera Kosh Ne'odami. But Eidus is Dafka and Bezdin. And Bezdin knows, he's not going to make a mistake. Like Rashi says, Shuri Achim Yisrael. The Bezdin Yadi, the Gershon Iskari Kosh Ne'odami. Bezdin knows the halacha. Eidus the Bezdin Masura, the Gershon Iskari Kosh Ne'odami. And they know this halacha. Are you going to ask me, it's good kasha, that Taisa and Taisa Shalom asked, what do you mean? The whole question is start. Maishnam Arayis. By Arayis, we said that it's coming from Kedusha Chamura, Kedusha Kala. That clause doesn't pass by Eidus. What was a Havmina that you should appear to Arayis? So, that's why Rashi says a new reason. There's another reason why we ask Arayis on a Ger. Because people are going to think Arayis is Mutter. So on that we say, what's the difference between Arayis and Eidus? That we say, there's a dechilek between Bezdin and Arayis. Because Arayis is Masur Lekarl, there's not Masur Lekarl. You can see the Tosfos as the Kasha. It says, Tema, the Le'el Kamar, the time of the Gerim, Shalom Rabbon Mekdusha, V'halcha Mashva, the time of Shum, the Asi Lachluf Le'Yisrael, Kepesh Kutras. So Tosfos really speaks out that here is a different reason. And Tosfos Shalom says, the Echanam, yeah, it's another reason. And also the chlufa is two reasons why a ger is also arayis. First of all, because people shouldn't say bar mukdusha chumur mukdusha kala. Number two is because also la achlufa.